Yeah, you know, I went around and I saw some of the scores, and you know, I'm an SI, and you should see all the D's that are in here. And look around. You don't all look alike either. You know? So, where are you from?
Connecticut.
Yeah, she was saying that, well, it is a leadership workshop, so we would get a lot of D's in here. But that's wonderful. It's wonderful. So when you look at those that are D's, what I'd like for you to do, we're going to get up. The D's are over here in this corner. Anything over 20 on a D, come over here. That's okay. Which is the other one? What? Yeah. Keep your papers with you. No, keep your papers with you if you will. Yeah, you got to do that because we're going to go over that. Well, what's your D? What number is your D? And your I is? Okay. You're a D. It's there. Yeah. No. No. I know that's what that, but that's no. Okay. All right. For those that are C's, how many C's do we have? Okay. So C's, why don't you come over here to my left? Over here to my left?
How similar.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're a C, but you've got D in you too, and we'll talk about that. Hi C's over here. Okay. All right. So these are the detailed people. You got your paper with you? Okay. All right.
I didn't write it on the book.
Oh, did you? Okay. Yeah. Well, you may want to look at it though, because we're going to go over some of these other things, if you don't mind. Yeah. Okay. All right. And then those that are S's. S's over here. Why don't you just go over in this, right over here, okay? Because we can't all stand up here. So S's, and then okay. All right, S's are going to be right over here, and then that leaves maybe an I or two, okay? Woo! All right.
My D.
Yeah.
But you want me to
go. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. 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 No, with C's? Yeah. Okay. So if we look at this, all right, now follow me here. So here's the four behavior styles, right? The D, the I, the S, and the C. So if we take the D, someone over there just read the big block there. This big block is the way we are in the spirit, okay? The little block is the way we come across when we're in the flesh and every one of our personalities. So if someone would read the... practical, okay? And when someone's in the flesh, that could be all of us, but D's can kind of own that. Who would like to read that for us?
Impatient, domineering, attack first,
tough and harsh. Okay. So you see that the high ego strengths, you know, it's really interesting when a D can have a confidence issue. But they come across so strong, so believing in what you believe strongly in whatever it is, that people would never know you have a low self-worth because you come out of the womb with high ego strength. And that's a gift. That is truly a gift. Okay? So strong-willed, yes. Again, the Holy Spirit can bring balance there. But you want a strong-willed person who takes on a cause. See, D's will take, all of us will take on a cause. D's will tend to own it. Okay? And that is a gift. That's what I'm saying. That is a gift. So they're efficient, desire change, competitive, independent, practical. You may not be every single one, but overall, that's you. Okay? And then pushy, impatient, domineering, attacks first, tough, and harsh. You may not see it, but talk to a... You see it. But see, here you are in a work environment. You're in a work environment, and you're working with these D's that are getting things done. But if you all can come across and snap, just say something, again, without thinking. Remember FTA, feeling, thinking, then acting, then speaking. Right? So let's take the I. No, you know what? Let's take the C's. The C over here. All right. Who can you read that for us? The C's personality.
Sensitive, accurate, persistent, serious, needs many explanations.
Okay. Orderly and cautious. Okay. So the C again. They come out of the womb. And they have their room, and they will put socks in order. They'll put shirt colors in order. They'll do a lot of that, right? Right? And it's just it's natural. It's part of who they are. Okay. Now, if you look, you look and the C's, though, again, when they're in the flesh, they're tired, worn out, just like the D's. They can come across, what is it? Critical. Okay. Now, again, they love the Lord. You all love the Lord. All four of you love the Lord. But we can all get into flesh. And every one of us, every one of those fleshly behaviors, we can all do that, whether or what our temperament is. It's just that the tendency is when we're tired, worn out, angry, upset, that's the way those temperaments will tend to react. It's not what you want to do, but the more you understand this, then when I was learning how to do therapy, when we were in at the hospital, and we would do these groups, and we'd always ask, check in with everybody. What are you feeling right now, and why? Man, that's a great little thing to do. Says, why did I react that way? Well, I was blaming it on low blood sugar. Okay. My wife doesn't buy that anymore. Okay. All right. So now the S's. All right. So S, would you read that? One of you.
Dependable.
Amiable and respectful. Okay. So the S is very dependable. They're very loyal. Okay, and you see here, accepts change slowly. So you can drive a D nuts. Okay, the C's can drive the D nuts, and vice versa. You drive them nuts. So, and as far as like, I think supportive is a good word. Now an S. When they get overly tired or stressed, they can come across, what does that say? One of you?
Unsure.
Okay. And that's not usually that person. They're very loving, very caring, but if they're questioned, like with a D, and you may say, well, what do you mean by that? And they'll go, oh, what did I do wrong? You know, what did I do wrong? You're just saying, what do you mean by it? You know? So you've got to be, you still have to have your personality, yet you've got to understand how you impact and come across to the other person. For S's who come to me and says, hey, would you tell that D over there just to be softer, okay? And I say, well, you know what? God may be working with you to be a little bit tougher. So you guys work it out. You know, Matthew 18:15, when your brother sins against you, go to your brother, tell him his fault just between the two of you. And if he listens, you've won your brother or your sister over. If they don't listen to you, then take another person with you. Okay? So D's, you don't intentionally try to be intimidating or a C, but you can come across to them intimidating. And we, those of us, because I'm in your camp over there, the S and the I, we got to understand that's who they are. Their motivation is not to intimidate. They're just focused on getting something done. You can always say, okay, wait a minute. If you don't mind, ask me that question a little bit different. Or can you be a little bit more softer on that? And you go, oh, I'm sorry. I was in my D mode, task mode, you know, looking at getting it. Does that make sense, y'all? Because we've got to make sure that there's harmony in the ministry. That's what we're talking about here.
If you're over 20 and D and C, are you dangerous?
Yes, you are. Okay. So the question is, what if you're high D, high C? Well, you have a split personality. You need to go see someone, right? No, I tell you what it is. What's really interesting, when someone has a high D and a high C, when you are talking to them, they just want bottom line. Just give me bottom line. Give me the facts. But when it's their turn to talk, oh, they'll go on and on and on and on. That's that DC person. You know, one of our pastors was that way, a tremendous teacher. Okay? But talking to him, he was very bottom line. He was just so bottom line. But when he got up there to the pulpit to teach, it was amazing. And you want to take it all in. And it's one of those things where you say, yeah, but if you really knew him, you know. But you can't do that. You've got to meet people where they're at, not judge them. Amen? We cannot afford to judge people, because then Satan takes a hold of that and keeps us from being all we can be and having an effective ministry. You know, and for our pastor friend over there, I know he feels the same way, because he's got a staff. He's got people, and working with other pastors and leaders within your church and all that. But we're talking about ministry, pregnancy center ministry. Wow. This is where the rubber meets the road. It really is. It really does. Okay. So then the I, okay, for eyes are emotional. Darla, go ahead. Yes. Okay. Keep going. Yeah. Stimulating. Okay. So the eyes, man, you could take Darla. I don't know the others, but you could take Darla and fly her into a city, let her parachute down, and that night she'd be on TV. Okay. That's a high eye. That's a high eye. You know?
And lots of friends with me.
And yeah, there you go. So in the flesh, though, because you'll see in the next slide, eyes don't like a whole lot of detail. But in the flesh, they can get disorganized, undisciplined, manipulative, excitable, reactive, and vain. That's the flesh. Now, all of us can, but that's their tendency, okay? And so that's why we need to have that balance in our lives. Okay, so let's take the dominance. Let's take let me see if I can. There you go. Now your sheet shows it better. Let me see. It's all on one page. Yeah. Okay. So what we're going to look at here is, this is another way of describing each of the personalities. And we'll go back to the D first, okay? So D for dominance, the adjectives: hard drivers, commanding, fearless, cynical at times, brazen, courageous, authoritative, bold, competitive, decisive, venturesome, organizer. Great, amazing qualities. And then the hot buttons. This means what turns on most Ds. What is it that really motivates them, stimulates them? Bottom line. Z, not A through Z. Just get to the point. Okay? We're going to talk about that. And said no full presentations. They like a challenge. Results. Prestige and status more than security. I think as you grow in the Lord, that becomes less. But D's tend to have believe it or not, they'll dress a little bit more current. They have cars that may be fast. I mean, not everybody, but D's will tend to. Maybe it's more men than it is women. And then fast to decide. Huh?
You guys all got to stop that.
What?
More men than women.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. But I've seen more men than women. Actually, women come to counseling. Men don't. You know? So fast to decide, freedom from control. So there, you know, there's the D. Let me go over to the C because, okay, here's the C. And the C is analytical, dependent, perfectionistic, judgmental. They're detailed, they're realist, they're concerned, conscientious, methodical, systems-oriented, trustworthy, dutiful, non-risk takers, always on time, not always, but most of the time. Neat desk, orderly home, not always, but most of the time. Now, look at their hot buttons. Detail, A through Z, numbers, full presentation, order, no mistakes. Okay, they don't like overexcitement, take time to decide, slow pace. Now, can you see where the C's and the D's clash?
Yeah, married.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Opposites, most of the time, opposites attract. So you're going to, most of the time.
I think they need to work together, though, because I'm looking at my D over
here. Mm-hmm.
And I know she needs a C to give her the numbers so she can achieve goals.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. As long as you don't drive her nuts getting those goals, getting those numbers, you know? So, but that's what we're dealing with. And so here you've got a wonderful ministry and you've got people in the right place, you know, good to great, put the right people on the bus, on the right, you know, right seat on the bus and everything. And you've got them, but you got to understand that if there's too many stressors out there or your personal life's kind of getting rough, then you're going to get more short-tempered. And you're going to see this, and instead of getting all upset, you go to that person to start and talk and share. Yes, ma'am.
What if you have equal numbers
as a C and an I? That's another challenge too. Yeah, and we'll talk about that. So there's where things clash, and yet again, we've already established the fact that every personality is needed.
Right.
Every personality is needed to get the job done. And to do it with excellence for the Lord, and you were saying about the C and the I, let's go back here. I remember I'm the I, a lot of I in me, and my wife has a lot of C. She's an SC, I'm an SI. So if she's in her C mode and I'm in my I mode, look at this. Okay, hot button for the I. Well, they're expressive, overflowing, talkative, dreamers. My wife calls me Mr. Hippie Skippy. Okay, I don't know. Yeah, and gregarious, hospitable, trusting, eager, fun-loving, optimistic, enthusiastic, friendly. Look at risk-taker, usually late, messy desk, all that. So look at this, hot buttons. They're like emotion. I like that, emotion, and likes to get excited. Social relationships are important. Likes a challenge, not into a ton of detail, fast to decide, prefer others do detail, fast pace. Well, here's this I, and I'm an S, and so when we're in our I and S modes, we're confronting. We have to clarify, wait a minute, this is not what I'm in. I'm in S. And if there's someone that has both of them, I guess it depends what day of the week, who you are, who you be. You know? What do you see? What do you see in yourself?
Really, it depends what day it is.
Yeah.
You know, if I feel like having fun, I have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
If I'm in my detail day, then forget the fun.
Yeah.
You know, I focus.
Yeah. But that's okay. If we just know when we need to be detailed, D's, right? When we need to be really focused on getting that project done, and when we can let it go and go have fun. You know? And it's hard. I have a hard time having fun. I think part of it is because I was raised, but part of it is I think it's most of, for me, it's I enjoy working. I enjoy it. I enjoy serving the Lord, but you can become a workaholic. And I've known a lot of women as well as men, both have becoming their work is their idol. And that's the tough part. And that's the other major issue with any personality in ministry. There's not enough hours in a day to get it done. And you want to serve the Lord, and yet we cannot forget our families. And I need to hear it. I need to hear it big time. Okay, and then I'll let you sit down. One moment. Let me go here to the S's. The S's. This is really interesting. The S's. They want you to be their friend. D's. Yeah, that's okay. You want to be my friend? That's fine. You know, I don't care. I mean, you know, do it to a degree, but, you know. But S's, they want your friendship. They want to be your friend. They show support. But the thing is, help them decide. C or S's want to please people so much that sometimes they forget to think on their own. That's why we need the Holy Spirit as our governor. And then avoid conflict, slow to decide, often change their minds. Why? Because they're trying to avoid causing conflict. Okay, make sense? So they're not just wishy-washy. They come across that way. But you other stronger personalities can look at this S and say, look, wait a minute, what would God have us do? That's a beautiful line for an S, I'm telling you. What would God have us do? Okay? I need that. Pardon me? Why? Because they're looking at trying to please everybody rather than, hey, please God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so also with an S, all of you other personalities, the best thing you do with an S is say, well, what are your thoughts on this? Can you get back with me on it? Don't leave it open-ended. They may never get back with you on it because they're still trying to work through it. They don't want to hurt anyone's feeling. So I just tell people, give them a deadline. Just give them a date. If you would, talk about it, pray about it, research it. I need your answer by Friday. Great way to deal with an S. Otherwise, you guys will get frustrated with S's. And I'm one of them. I'm one of them. If it's open-ended, I may never get back with you. No? You got to make it really, it becomes urgent, and you put a date on it. Does that make sense? And it's good quote business/ministry anyway. Put dates on them. This is when we need it done. Okay? And if you put them, they love committees, but man, they can hear one person. They'll hear a D say, "There's no way. This is not what we're going to do." And the S will say, "Okay, I'm with you." The other person says, "Well, wait a minute. We got to compromise a little bit." Okay, well, that sounds good, too. You know, and we'll come across, I can see good in that. I can see good in that. That's us S's. And we're not trying to just be wishy-washy. We see the good, that glass is half full. But yet, again, in the end, we've got to make a decision. And so that's what the S needs to hear. Well, you got S's in your families. They're wonderful people, like they never get back with you, or they just don't seem to commit to something or say, you know, make a statement. It's because they're afraid of hurting people's feelings. Yes. No, causes mental health issues for you. Oh, for you, not the S's. Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah, that's a great question, though. That is a great question. Yeah, but it does. It frustrates other people. And they'll say, you know, you're a strong Christian. You're in church. We're in church every week. You know, why can't you make a decision? You know? So give them a date, timeline, and follow it with what would God have us do? Boom. And let them seek the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, man, you're going to work and that person frustrates you and this one's overbearing and this and that. Man, understand everything we're trying to say here today. Put it in perspective and just cover it with the blood of Christ. Okay? You have to. We have to. You can go return to your seats. Thank you. So that's, say that again, Darla. No?
We deans are all going to the restroom.
Okay. Let's take a break. We're going to take about a 10-minute break. Okay? Yeah. If you go to the next page, you'll see, get the picture. Okay? It's another way of explaining what we have shared, and you'll see that the D's, the I's, the C's, and the S's, and they're with the first letter, like D, dominant, direct, demanding, decisive, determined, doer. And really what this piece is saying is that outgoing people, the second paragraph, the four types are like four parts of a pie, okay? Before seeing the four parts as they stand alone, let's look at the pie in two parts. So here, third paragraph, outgoing people are more active and optimistic. Reserve types tend to be more passive and pessimistic. One type's not better than the other, and both are important. So the reserve types need to learn how to be more dominant and inspirational. Okay, that's really a key. Outgoing people need to learn how to be more steady and cautious. All right, and if you go down here, like the D's here, you see outgoing, task-oriented. All right? And the I's are outgoing, people-oriented. And you see those things. Go on to the next page because this is really what I want to show you. Let's see. And the next page is this one here, right? Okay. While they're putting that together. This is something you really want to take back. It's a leadership chart. And for D's, it says leadership strength. D's are known for initiating things. I's are known for influencing others. And the S's is give them a track to run on. I'm an S. Give us a track to run on and we'll implement it. Follow me? Okay, when you understand that, then you're hiring the kind of people that will do those things. And then for compliance, they like to inspect to make sure it's done right. Pardon me? Proofread, yes. Oh, yeah. Like we were working on our annual newsletter that's like 10 pages, 20 pages, whatever. And we give it to our director of accounting, Mary, because she's real detailed. She'll pick up typos. She'll pick up, oh, amazing what she picks up. And because that's her eye. It's her whole mindset. That's her thinking. Leadership style, dominant. The D's are persistent. Persistent. That's what D's are. That's why... Love D's are not, you all are tenacious. You will not give up on something. And then I's, they're very good at verbal skills, right? They're very good at influencing others. And S's, they're great at maintaining relationships. If you want to meet, let's say you have a donor, and they may be a tough donor, because there are some donors that are very temperamental. They like, you know, that's how they became wealthy, you know. You won't have a problem if you put them with an S, because the S is going to adjust to anything they say. They're not going to argue with them. You D's, you D and a D, watch out. D's clash. Put two D's together, and you can clash. It's only the Holy Spirit that can hold you back. You know, and the prayers of thousands. Okay. Okay. And then of course the D's and the C's can clash. Right? And what's the reason? Because D's like bottom line, C's like more detail. Right? And we established that the I and the C can clash. Because the I wants to have fun. Okay, let's just go out. We don't need to know all the details. The C wants to know the details. They want to know the route to getting there. Okay, I can remember when we were... Even when we were dating, I remember it would be Monday. I'm not talking about the route, but this just differences in personalities. Remember, my wife's S-I, I mean S-C, I'm an S-I. Monday, I'm going, hey, you know, I'm going to be busy all week. And says, we'll go out. Let's go out Saturday night. I said, great. Where do you want to go? And I'm going, we'll just think about it then. Oh, no, no, no. She wanted to know then so she could plan on what she's going to wear, what to expect, all that. That tends to be the C. Would the C say that? Yeah. You kind of want to know. And eyes, and if I'm not careful, if I'm in the flesh, I'm going to say, man, she's just taking all the fun out of being spontaneous. You know? You follow me? So here again, you put that within your work environment with the people that you serve the Lord with, together with. And how are you going to handle that? And not take it personally. How do you do that? Anybody got some comments? Yes.
How does, you know, you were talking about family of origin and kind of the unhealthy things that your parents inflicted on you. If you tend to be more of a dominant influencer, but you grew up with a perfectionist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm a proof reader, mm-hmm. too. And so, like, how much does that family
of origin? Oh, it does. Yeah. I'm trying to say that she's more of a D, her mom was more a perfectionist, and how do you deal with that, in a sense, right? I don't
know if it's opposite or just does it, you know.
Let's take that example, and I don't know if all this will be pertinent, relevant, but her mother was more of a C.
Father.
Father's a C, she's a D. Father's real detailed. And so detailed that you grow up wondering, gosh, second guessing yourself, I don't want to fail. Okay? Well, there's two things. One, that's also a godsend. The God's trying to teach you through your dad to be careful when you do things. Because D's, just in the flesh, man, you're going to go out and do stuff and you haven't checked all the details. And now all these other people that you've got working with you have to scramble to make this vision that you put together happen. But you've worn them out. That makes sense? So you learn from your dad, be careful. Count the cost, Scripture says. Okay? As you grow older, though, then you learn, wait a minute, I'm a D. You know? I don't mind taking risks, but they're calculated risks. See, there's risks and there's chances. Don't take chances. Take risks. As believers, we're to be risk takers. Otherwise, you know, you're not going to witness anybody. You know? We're taking a stand for God, and we believe in Christ and all that. But the Lord uses those parents who may be opposite from us to look at both sides of things. Then as you grow up and you're mature and you're growing, you know, you're growing in the Lord, you see, you've learned that this is how you're bent, and you may have had successes in those areas as leaders, as let's talk about D leaders. Man, don't minimize that. Just understand that there are details that need to be done before you get to this vision. And make sure that you have communicated with everyone involved that this is where we're going. Now, give me feedback on what's it going to take us to get there. That's where some D's, many D's forget. They forget. They overlook it. And here they are. Again, godly leaders. I know there's some centers that I know I've worked with. They have high turnover. It's usually there's a D personality who leads it and not thinking about all the details to get there. They wear their people out. They have unrealistic expectations because you've got to build the infrastructure, all those things that we talked about earlier. You know, they'll come out. If you have high turnover, there's a reason for it. See, there's always a reason for behavior in you and in your culture and in your ministry or in your church. There's a reason for it. So you try to break it down and say, why do we have a high turnover? Or why are our people not happy? What is it? Then you have a third party come in and try to help you evaluate what's going on, you know? Yes. Yeah. How's it fit with temperament and spiritual gifting? They're not always connected. You know, but a lot of times you'll find that, let's say, the S or the I may show more mercy, but not necessarily. I know a lot of D's that are very merciful. Man, they get out there and they'll pick up a cause and they'll take it on, and they're looking out for those people who are being overlooked or being taken advantage of or whatever. But I don't always see that as a correlation. Yes.
I just wanted to bounce off what she was saying. I mean, one thing, you know, I noticed, and I have used this before, but that we all have, like, none of us score zero in any of those.
Right. That's right.
And so, you know, it's kind of like we have those traits of each and every one of them, and it's up to mm-hmm. us.
Amen. And you know what? Realistically, you're not going to grow it as strong as that other person. That's not the intent of God to use in you.
Right.
It's just to be sensitive to the other person. Be sensitive. You know, and again, in leadership, you know, I have these visions, and then I talked with my you know, with the team, and they'll go, sounds great. However, you know, if you thought about this, this, and this, we're going to have to do this. We're going to have to do, you know, whatever. And I'm going, no, I know I tell them right off front, look, I know I oversimplify things, but if we thought about doing this. Okay. And then I want their feedback. What will it take? Yes. Yeah. Well, in a marriage or in a work setting or wait, in a marriage with different. Yeah. Well, the question is, what about two people coming out? Are they clients, for instance, coming in and you see that they've got two, am I hearing you right, temperaments are opposite. And are they really right for each other? Okay. The best thing there is if they'll come through the classes, a lot of times in that process, you're able to help them see that guy or that girl's not good for you. And you do it tactfully, but just let them help them see it. I've had a number of people did premarital counseling, and I'd say about half and half. Half I said, yeah, I would recommend go ahead and get married. The other half, I'd say maybe 60-40. 60, yes. 40%, no. I tell them, I said, before you get married, these are the areas you need to work on. So we do the DISC. We also do the stressors. What stresses you? You know, we do some background. So, you know, it's just good questioning. And then I can see they are not. One's more mature than the other in the Lord. One's more self-centered. And then I try to bring, I bring it out. I said, here's your challenges. I'd recommend not getting married until you all work on these. And you can do the same thing with clients. I have married, although I'm ordained, I did it through, what is the thing where you can... notary. I've married a few of our clients, not many, But those that really, there was a good connection, made a good commitment, a good support, I've married them. Seldom, though, 3, 4 over all these years, okay? Many of them, you and I both know, they're not healthy. It's not a good time for them to get married. And other times, it's just so plain. It's not a good fit. Okay. That's a good question. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the question is, would a temperament be a deal breaker if everything else looked good between that couple? It could be. I'd have to evaluate it. I'd have to evaluate what. Give me an example. I bet you have something in mind. Yeah. 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 Yes, sir.
Say, raise your hand if you're married in here, you've never been at each other's throats, right?
Yeah.
So I tell a couple I marry, welcome to the ministry of marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Do you recommend that we do the
clients with temperaments? Oh, I'm glad you brought it up. When our clients come, they make a commitment and they're going to come through our classes, they take the disc and the love languages.
This one
is nice and short, and it tells you a lot. Those are power words. And I'm telling you, I've heard it many times from our client services department, that some of these women their whole countenance changes when they see who they are. And then we added who they are in Christ and their love languages. You know, and then it's even better when you can get that boyfriend to come in and go to these classes, and both of them take it and be ministered to. That's a big part of what we want to do throughout the nation in the pregnancy center ministries. If we get them to stay, I mean, we all know that just a small number stay and go through these classes that would really renew them, you know, remarkably renew them. But yes, we use this, the love languages, and then there's other materials that we use to build them up, you know, and help them. There was one person over here, then we'll go back here.
Yeah, I was going to say, for about 20 years of doing premarital counseling along with my husband, who's a pastor.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, your differences come out. Gary Thomas, his book, Sacred Marriage, I really enjoy that because he says, you know, what God's purpose for marriage is really make it holy.
Yeah.
Communication, not happy. I mean, I think, you know, joy, you know, is a byproduct. But I think if clients were willing to do the work to understand what's in front of them, I think just that process would be really important because mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want to be who God created you to be. Yeah, but communication is the big thing. Conflict resolution is the issue. People don't know how to fight fairly. And that's a lot of what we did when we did marriage counseling all those years. And again, you don't have to be a therapist to do that. You learn from some great books, you learn on your own, and you use the Word of God, but you got to see some progress. You got to see some progress. You know, and so many couples came in who should never have gotten married. They should never have gotten married. They tell you that, hey, we're rather than lusting and burning, we got married and we should not have. They'll even tell you that. So, okay, now you're married. So let's look at this. And if God can raise Jesus from the dead, then He can raise up any marriage. Okay? And you've got to then pour into them this optimism and a perspective that God can do anything. And what you did in the flesh, God can turn that around if you're willing to work on it. You know? So that's a huge, huge piece. It's not easy doing marriage counseling. It isn't. It breaks your heart. It breaks your heart at times. Other times, man, it's just wonderful. But you can you change anybody else? No. No. Only the Lord. Yeah, and we have enough challenge changing ourselves, you know, and being all we can be called to be. Let me get a couple hands for in the back. Do I? No. The directors, I'll be a part of it after they've screened them. If it's a pretty responsible position, yeah, they want me to talk to them. Yes. Okay. So the question is, how do we implement this DISC, and do I interview? Am I part of the interviewing process as well? We do when there's a interview, they fill out the application and the statement of faith. They get a job description. So you better have a good job description, very good job description, for what they are applying for. And then they fill out the DISC. Okay? I'm not so sure if we fill out the love languages right then, but we fill out the DISC. And then our directors know to make sure that that temperament matches the job description. If it doesn't, that's a huge, huge, huge flag that we don't make too many exceptions on. I'm just telling you, and you think, well, and it is a process that we do. It's not a science, but I'm going to tell you something. Pretty much, it's almost there, because we've got to guard and protect our culture. We've got to. Okay? And so that's the process. Now, it's a responsible position. I want them to be screened, and if they feel good about it, that director or that department feels good about it, then let me talk to her. You know, they're feeling good, we'd like to hire this person. Great, let me just talk to her then and let me get a feel. Yeah. So there was someone up here first, Angel. Oh, boy. There's a few different ones out there. This one here, the one I'm just showing you right here, understand? This is my favorite. Okay. Yeah, and there's other Christian ones. And I haven't been really up on it recently, but I used to have some of Dobson's books. Gary Smalley's books and a few of the others from the old days. That's what I had them read. One of my favorite books for them to read was The Blessing. Because there's people who never had the blessing in their life. They didn't get the affirmation from their parents. They had all this. They didn't get it. It's an Old Testament thing. And so got churches who need to read the blessing. They never got it. They didn't get it. That is from, I think it's Gary Smalley. Yeah. Yeah, and I still do a little bit of teaching out of that. And it's a good, good book. I had a lot of couples read that. They could see this one got this warmth and encouragement and edification from the parents. This partner did not. Okay, I remember one couple. They newlyweds, beautiful, cute couple, and they came in from the parents and said, "Here, talk to them." And the husband was getting so frustrated with the wife. I said, "Give me an example." So he came from a upper middle family. She did not. And so she's cooking hamburgers, just hamburgers. And she puts on the table mayonnaise and ketchup and all this stuff, right? Big bottles of it because she loves her husband in a big way. He grew up, that is way below them. You put it in a nice dish. You serve it with, you know, with you just serve it with this, this, yeah, the presentation, yeah, good word. The presentation made him feel dishonored. And when we talked and it came out that she came, she was showing her love to him by the bigger bottles. That was simple, but it was profound. Profound. And then we went and just started from the bottom up. And wonderful couple. They had met in church, you know. So these things can come out of left field, but there's always a reason for behavior. Always a reason for behavior. So you try to get to the bottom of it. You're working with some people, some wealthy, some did not come from very much at all. You're putting them in a culture, in a ministry, and you're wondering why they act, react differently. And you're letting it get to you. You can't do that. You can't do it. You got to look at, Lord, what would you have me do? Honor the people you work with because you're honoring me. And if it continues, then you've got to sit down and you got to talk about it. Still continues, then you bring in other, you know, higher up people, whatever it may be, maybe even the board, I don't know. But they kid around at the office because having been a therapist, I can kind of relate and I can kind of most of the time keep peace, you know. But I just a few years ago, I had to let three people go who had been with us over 10 years each. That's a lot. But there was personality issues that just would not change when we worked with them. One just lost interest and both two of them lost interest and they were their mind wasn't there. Their hearts were changing. So that's when you sit down with and say, I'm going to release you. Then say, I'm going to fire you. I'm releasing you because your heart's not here anymore. What? It's not here anymore. It's a tough thing to do. God has another, this is, you know what it is? God has another assignment for you. Now, I know I did not make them happy by saying those things. But in the end, those three are doing fine. And I think they all talked to me. Two of the three, the other one moved away, you know. But you, those are the tough things to do. But you got to do those things. And when you're seeing yourself fading and you're losing your joy and things aren't the same, you've got to check in. What is going on with me? Could be family issues. Could be health issues. You know, could be that God is having you, getting ready for you to move for your next assignment. Raul, though, he broke me in. He said, once you're in the pro-life movement, Saul, that's the way it is for the rest of your life. So I don't want to make Raul mad at me. So, you know, yes. That's a good question. I haven't done the Myers-Briggs in years. Myers-Briggs is even more detailed. It's more detailed. This here, I'm amazed at what it can tell you. 20 words can tell you.
But like our director has had all of us already do the Myers-Briggs.
Uh-huh.
So can I just say, do they line up?
A little bit. In some areas they do. But Myers-Briggs is a great piece. It's wonderful. And it tells you a lot. And if you do the disc, the full disc, you can have printouts on that. You know, and they've got the script, the biblical disc, too. You know, I think I brought one with me. Let's see, where is it? Notebook. Oh, here it is. I think it's in here. No. Yeah, they don't. No. But here, you have the biblical personality system. Okay, that's what it's called. And it breaks it down. And you'll see in the handout, we're gonna look at some of the characters from the scriptures, like Paul and Peter, and how they were eyes, you know, one D, one's an I. But here, you could take that. Let me pass it back. And I've got some other things in there. But there's a biblical disc, okay? But the main thing is, I want something that's pretty accurate and quick. So when you're spending that time interviewing these people that you're thinking about bringing on because someone at the church you know, you really like her or like him, but that should not be the reason you hire him or her. They better pass what needs to be done, and that is the job description. Do they fit it? Do they have some experience that you're looking for? Does their personality? Says, but I've always been in that kind of work. Well, that doesn't mean you're going to end up hiring them. Okay? You be strong. You be tough. And I don't mean tough, but you be strong. Take that. What was our scripture? 1 Corinthians 15:58. Stand firm. Okay? Stand firm. Greatest responsibility is stewardship. Stewardship of your own life, stewardship of your ministry, stewardship of that ministry that you're a part of. Yes, Angel? I've offered it. I mean, they know it's there. But yeah, I'm trying to think. How do we do that? Yeah. Yeah, that's not my decision, though. That's the board chair's decision. It's there. It's there. They fill out the... No, I don't think they do the disc. I think they fill out their paperwork, because we got, obviously, separate paperwork for board members. The job description's on there, what's expected of them. I interview them with two of the board, the personnel committee on our board, and a lot of times I recommend someone. This last one, well, I've known him for years, and one of the board members recommended him and said, oh, yeah, he's great, but let's have him fill out the paperwork. Fill it out. Let's make sure that he's on board with our philosophy of purity and versus birth control, all this stuff. Man, don't assume a thing. Don't assume a thing. Yeah. Yes? If they can't follow directions on that, yeah. What do we have here? Are we ready now? Can we play it? Okay. Yeah, it won't do it, huh? So what do we have?
What's
okay, so what? Oh, that's the okay. Okay, what is that one? That, well, I can't read it. Don't you? Okay, why don't you play the Matthew West? See the Matthew West thing down here? Matthew West right here. I think that's the lyric. Yeah, I think so. I hope. Yeah. Okay. Can
you... Oh, the other thing is the sound is not. It's not plugged into the PA. This is a technical, but we can put your microphone.
Okay.
My name is Regret. I'm pretty sure we have missed every single day of your life. I'm the whisper inside that won't let you forget. Hello, my name is Chief. I know you recognize me. Just when you think you can win, I'll drag you right back down again. So you've lost all belief.
Amen. Amen.